Millions of people experience social anxiety just like you. They are hiding in plain sight, just like you. They feel alone in their struggle. But they aren't alone, and neither are you. Social anxiety is nothing to be ashamed about. It's perfectly normal to be worried about the people around you and what they might be thinking. Many people worry about these things. Many people find that their daily lives are impacted by anxiety in social situations. Let me explain how you develop social anxiety. At some point, your nervous system became sensitized to stress. The physical sensations you feel in your body and the anxious thoughts that arise in your mind happen due to your body's stress response. Over time, you developed a variety of social triggers that set off this nervous response. And over time, your body became more and more sensitive. By this point, it only takes a small trigger, maybe a strange look from a coworker or friend, to set off uncomfortable sensations and thoughts. Take a moment to think about your personal triggers. What sets those alarm bells off in your head? What makes you blush, your hands shake, and your heart beat faster? Create a list in your mind. Sometime today, you might want to sit down and write out that list on a piece of paper. Then think about the symptoms that occur in response to these triggers. What physical symptoms do you experience? What thoughts go through your mind? What feelings do you have when you are anxious? Later today, write out another list of your symptoms and the ways anxiety impacts you personally. As you think through these lists, you are becoming more acquainted with your anxiety. The more you know about your anxiety, the easier it will be to take steps towards recovery. The more you can believe that your anxiety is merely nervous energy that happens in response to various triggers, the easier it'll be to stop fighting it. Let's take one more step to help you become acquainted with your anxiety. I'm going to lead you through a short visualization. So find a comfortable position and close your eyes. Once you are settled, I want you to picture your anxiety. What does your anxiety look like? If you were to draw a cartoon version of your anxiety, what would it be? Visualize it in your head in full color and with as many details as you can. You may even want to give your anxiety a name. So what would you call it? Don't obsess over coming up with the right picture or name. Just get creative and go with whatever comes to mind. From now on, every time I say the word anxiety, I want you to picture the character you've just created in your mind. Can you see it right now? To recover, you will have to stop fighting anxiety and instead take it with you wherever you go. It's okay if this is uncomfortable. You can expect it to be. But the more you accept that anxiety is coming along for the ride and even invite it to stay, the more you will lose your fear of anxiety. Anxiety is merely nervous energy. That cartoon character you see, that's all it is. It's merely your body's stress manifesting as anxious thoughts and physical sensations. It's nothing to be afraid of. It's nothing that can harm you. Go ahead and open your eyes. Now that you are better acquainted with your anxiety, it's time to learn a new response to it. Tomorrow, I'll show you exactly how. The steps I teach you will feel new and uncomfortable, but I promise you that they work. But before I share those steps with you tomorrow, I want you to also be aware of some faulty thinking you might have about other people that could be fueling your social anxiety. Maybe your social anxiety is fueled by a faulty perception of others. For example, at a drinks party, maybe you see people from across the room as very different from you. They can seem smarter, prettier, richer, more fun to be around. But when you find yourself thinking in that manner, you have to remember that we are all human and all humans are flawed, no exceptions. It may not be obvious to you, but for that person across the room, their failings are so very obvious to them. So approach others with a clear understanding that no matter how brilliant or impressive that person appears to be, they have their own unique flaws that make them very human and therefore very relatable to you. Also, if you are one of those people who dread entering a room of strangers because you feel under an intense spotlight, understand that this is also a faulty perception on your part. In a social setting like a drinks party, people are simply not paying attention to you, but rather caught up thinking about themselves and how they are coming across to everyone else in the room. So forget the idea that a room full of people is some kind of exclusive club that you are on the outside of, but rather see it for what it really is. A room full of people preoccupied with how they are being perceived by everyone else. And if after a conversation with someone, you ever find yourself thinking, oh, I'm such an idiot, why did I say that thing? Know that, yes, sure, your silly or dumb remark might have been registered with them, but give it about 60 seconds and it's completely gone from their memory as their preoccupation with themselves dominates their thinking once again. You could worry sick all night about one silly comment, and yet the person you're interacting with will probably have absolutely no recollection of it whatsoever. Why put yourself through this unnecessary torment? The bottom line is, people are not obsessing about you. They're too busy worrying and obsessing about themselves. Okay, onwards and socially upwards. Tomorrow, I'm going to show you a new and powerful response to anxiety in social situations.